VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us today on Crosstalk on VCY America. Friends, it should come as no surprise to you that we're living in a time when it's not politically correct or correct within our society to talk about girls and boys, their differences, the biblical model and God's ideal for each. Today, the debate is whether or not we can have a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, whether we can have boys who choose to identify as girls participate on girls' sports teams and utilize the same restrooms, locker rooms, and even showers, and vice versa. Even some retail stores are under fire for having a separate girls' and boys' clothing department or a girls' toy aisle and a boys' toy aisle. At least at this time, there's legislation drafted in California that would fine stores who would dare to continue in this practice. We have educational institutions that are blurring, or should I say brainwashing, children in regard to the way that God designed them as male and female. We're thankful for those institutions that are taking a stand against what's termed progressivism in America. Well, joining us today, we're going to welcome one of those organizations as we welcome Patty Garibay, the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. They're a national Christ-centered leadership and character development program, a faith-based scout-type character development program for girls. Our guest today is also the author of Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle? She's also the speaker on the daily radio commentary, Raising Godly Girls. Patty, thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Jim. It is good to be with you and your listeners.
You know, I'm sure as we talk about American Heritage Girls, some no doubt will be thinking, isn't there already a girls' scouting program in existence? And so to set our foundation, I'd like to first talk about an organization that you actively served in for some 12 years, a Girl Scouts USA. You stayed there quite a long time. Did they change or did you change, and what caused you to leave?
Absolutely. They changed. They had decided in 1993 that the organization was to change their oath, and that is their promise, the Girl Scout promise, no longer mandating an oath to God. Hmm. Now, as a Christian woman who used Girl Scouting as her ministry for 12 years, I'm like, whoa, how is this going to jive with who I am as a woman and what I want to teach these girls? And so I started to investigate because I thought certainly this just didn't come out of the blue, changing such a foundational issue, one that the founder herself, Julia Gordon Lowe, had written into the promise. Why would they be doing this, I wondered. And I began to uncover slowly that despite my 12 years of involvement on multiple levels in Girl Scouting, I had not the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And I started to realize, whoa, this is not the organization my mother had brought me into, and certainly not the one I had brought my daughters into. And so we had to make a change or attempt to make some changes that were to no avail, Jim, and that was when the Lord said, start something new. And so we did.
Yeah, so do you believe that taking that oath to God out was the beginning of the unraveling then of the Girl Scouts?
I do. I think that was the public unraveling. What I had, through my research, what I had discovered was as early back as the 70s, Betty Friedan, she actually was on the board of directors for the Girl Scouts. And so this kind of feminist agenda, this secular humanism had begun to infiltrate the Girl Scouts in this, you know, having an oath to God no longer fit what they were trying to promote.
Well, I'm confident there are many listening right now that are not familiar with American Heritage Girls, and as you said, I can no longer participate with Girl Scouts of USA, but we're going to do something new. So tell us about your organization, American Heritage Girls.
Absolutely. American Heritage Girls was founded in 1995, 2 years after that Girl Scout decision was made about the Girl Scout oath, really as a Christ-centered, God-loving Scout-type organization for girls specifically. Now, we serve girls ages 5 to 18, and we have celebrated our 25th anniversary this year. Mm. And we have been doing that for such a long time, learned so much about girlhood and how to celebrate it. And also, we've learned a lot about some of the issues that are confronting today's girls over those years.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Christ-centered, and a matter of fact, you've got, I saw on your website, you've got several prongs such as faith, leadership, social and emotional, outdoor citizenship, and life skills. You have them as like prongs or petals on a flower, with the center of this flower being Christ. I'm confident, Patty, that that's no accident. Tell us about Christ being there at the center.
Absolutely. You know, we believe that the girls, in order for a girl to really flourish in the world and in the kingdom, she needs to know who she is and whose she is. So she needs to understand who the entity, who God is, who Christ is, his son. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like for them? If they are born, built in his image, and we are striving to be like him, then what does that look like? And so therefore, all of these flowers in the petal, as you mentioned, is mentioned on our website, has to be Christ-infused. Otherwise, we're no better than the secular organization that I had just left. So Christ is throughout whatever we do, including from badge acquisition to outdoor skills to learning about leadership and what it's like to be a servant leader, what that's like to be a leader like Christ was, what that is like to be socially and emotionally stable. And mm-hmm. for girls today, that's a big, big issue. And then, of course, to just dig deeper into our faith and understand how important a relationship with Christ is throughout the week, not just on Sundays. So we're really doing life together with these girls, all with a biblical worldview lens.
You are actually doing something that really bucks our culture today, and that is teaching girls to become women of integrity. I'm sure the winds of opposition are blowing.
Oh, you betcha they are. Anytime we're standing for truth, you know, the adversary is going to be nipping at our heels, mm-hmm. so to speak, and we know that this is true. But what we're trying to do is to create this woman who is honoring and relational, anchored in Christ, and really competent. And to us, that is a woman of integrity. And so what do we do when we're trying to create a woman of integrity? Well, we look at other women that have come before us. Women of the Bible, women that are Christ followers in our country that have made a huge difference. And as a matter of fact, this coming week, we're going to be celebrating Women's History Month. Now, we're taking it a whole different bent. This is about Christian women that have made a difference for the good, for the kingdom, an eternal difference, which really sets up, you know, puts that secular celebration mm-hmm. on its head. And we're excited to do that this week.
Who are some of the forefront women that come to your mind?
Well, one of the, you know, we have something, Jim, called Level Awards, which is also called Advancement. People that might be familiar with scouting would understand. Mm-hmm. So the girl sets goals of what they would like to achieve. And each of these Level Awards, as they're called, they have a namesake, somebody that we believe they should aspire to be like. And so one is Fanny Crosby. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine what she had done. You know, she was a blind woman who wrote the most Psalms, I believe, in history. Maybe Chris Tomlin's nipping at her heels, but certainly she made a big difference despite her, quote, disability. So we've got Fanny Crosby, Ida Scudder, so Abigail Adams, so many women that really believed in the foundation of biblical truth and then made a difference in our country for the better.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, imagine putting up these as role models for kids today, for young gals, compared to what the world's role models are being out there for them. I mean, think of the Lady Gagas that are out there that are trying to use them as role models, and where American Heritage Girls is going is a total different direction. Let me ask you, Patty, as through your eyes, and you've worked with girls for many, many years through the clubbing programs and scouts and so forth, What do you see as the greatest challenges that are impacting girls today?
Well, truly it is identity. There's no question about it. I cannot believe how common we have the request on how do we help a girl navigate about her identity and including her gender identity. Mm-hmm. Now, we are Christ-centered. We go along the sides of churches. Our troops are chartered by churches. They own this as part of their youth ministry. So think about this. Many of these girls that are struggling with this issue are Christian girls. It's in the church, as well as those, of course, that we're trying to minister to bring them into the folds of the Christian flock. So identity is a big issue. Now, we wonder, how does that happen? Well, it's so easy to look at our media. I mean, you covered it beautifully when you were talking about the Equality Act and what's going on right now. What, it passed the House of Representatives. Scary to think it's going to the Senate this quickly. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my goodness, we're saying that your femininity doesn't matter. You know, the fact that you're born female does not matter. It's how you feel. So when we're judging our gender and our identity on how we feel, that is a very slippery slope.
So identity you see as being the number one issue?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, I would say a social and emotional issue of anxiety and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this really has been centered around, actually, anxiety for women, and probably for men too, but for women is age old. But this global pandemic has put it really at a really heightened rate.
Yeah.
And girls are fearful, and we're teaching them to have faith over fear. That the God that is the Alpha and the Omega, he's got this.
Mm-hmm.
He wants what's best for you. And so that consistent affirmation. And also, by the way, the beauty of a Titus II woman, an older woman that would be mentoring these younger women, and she's consistent with her Christian faith and her walk, that she's breathing encouragement, and she's another person, another arrow in the quiver
mm-hmm.
for moms to have, that female friend for that. I think we need, you know, it's an overused adage, but it takes a village, and it's also often commonly referred to in a sense that I would not like to refer to, but
right.
It really does. I think the more people we have around our kids to help them with their fear and anxiety that know the truth of the Bible, we can only encourage them.
Let's hit media for a bit. I'd like you to address the impact that you see media having on girls today, as well as social media. What impact do you see there?
Well, you know, for girls today, social media is one of their relationship building blocks, unfortunately. And I believe with the pandemic, it's only become more and pervasive and more influential. And so what girls are doing is they're looking at social media as a way of affirmation. But yet there's cyberbullying and a lot of other issues going on. I mean, if you're not getting a like on your Instagram or your TikTok, you are suddenly feeling very less than. So this kind of stuff, and also the fact that Jim, so many of us think that our opinion is just as important as the person's next door because social media puts everybody on this equal footing to be able to say crazy things. That's not helping our youth at all. They don't know who to listen to. So with all these voices shooting at them, they're like, where do I find direction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gen Z, Barna has just done an extensive research on Gen Z, which is the generation that we're serving in girls 5 to 18. They are really looking away from God. I mean, the
yes.
total of atheists is exponential. But however, the good news is that they are looking to understand what faith is because many of their parents never taught them. So there is hope for the church. We need to activate. We need to put our armor on and fight this battle alongside our girls.
So what do you say to parents about the use of social media by their girls?
I think it could actually be a very good thing if it's done in a positive light. If you are spreading the gospel through social media, if you're encouraging one another through social media, that's all good stuff. But parents need to be very well aware
mm-hmm.
of what their daughters are doing on the social media platforms, what platforms they're on. And they do need monitoring because girls can tend towards foolishness if they're not brought up in the way they should go.
Yes, and it's been something that's led many a gal and many a guy off course, led them astray. Well, we're going to pick up with some further issues with our guest today, Patty Garibay, the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Have handy a sheet of paper, pen, or pencil. We'll be giving you website information where you can learn more about their organization and where you might even find a chapter near you. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how long have spiders been around?
Chris, spiders have been around evidently since creation, and even now evolutionists are admitting they've been around for a long, long time. Recently, a very well-preserved fossil spider was found in rock, dated by evolutionists to be about 300 million years old. Yet it was identical to a modern-day spider, complete with 8 legs and even the intricate web-spinning features of modern spiders. The point is, Chris, there's no such thing as a simple organism. They're all complex, right from creation, with all of the abilities that we now attribute to them. Spiders may have had a different lifestyle back before the curse, but there is no such thing as simple to complex evolution, even among spiders. They were created, just like it says, back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Patty Garibay is our guest, founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Have you heard of the organization? Well, friends, you hear a lot what's going on within the Girl Scouts today. And, I mean, humanism, well, I get it through, you know, when you throw God out, when you remove God from the picture, look what's happening to our society today. Look what just happened on the congressional floor. I'll be having some audio clips, Lord willing, on Friday. You're dealing with, you know, what God's will is not concerned to this chamber. We just heard a United States congressman spout that on the floor of Congress. And so we continue to push God out. And certainly the secularization of our time is coming, flooding in. The floodgates are open here. Young people are being drawn away from biblical truth to the myths of this world. Patty, I'd like to ask you, we're seeing this great push on so many different fronts today, especially coming within the educational system to undermine parental authority, to cast doubt against parental authority, to cast discord between parent and child. We're going to discuss these things in class, but do not tell your parents. You cannot take these papers home. Tell us what you see happening on that front.
Oh, wow. That was one of my biggest issues in the Girl Scouts when we decided that it was time to start American Heritage Girls, and it was about a sexuality camp that was occurring for girls that were 12 and 13 years old. Mm. And at the end of the desensitization retreat for a whole weekend, the girls were, and this is back in, it started in the 80s and went through 1992. And what they had said is, do not talk to your parents about sexuality because there's, quote, a conspiracy of silence around this issue. And they were warning them, do not share what happened here because your parents wouldn't understand. So this kind of stuff, you know where this comes from, straight from the adversary to tear down the family unit and, of course, the authority of a parent. This is one of the foundational pieces for American Heritage Girls is to ensure that parents are well aware of what's being taught and that they come alongside. Mm-hmm. And really, that's partially why American Heritage Girls, during their 25th year, decided to give a gift to the nation, and that is our Raising Godly Girl Minute and Blog to help parents have tools on how to raise up their daughters in the way they should go, using biblical references and then a call to action that you can use in your very own family. So this, we want parents involved. They must be involved. They are called to be involved. And a matter of fact, it is our parental right to be involved.
Yeah, and I'd like to further emphasize that because there are many parents who just kind of check out of their children's life. I don't have to diaper them any longer. I don't have to feed them. They can get dressed themselves now. But we kind of push them off. Go sit in front of the TV or go sit in front of your computer or whatever it may be. Push them out the door for things. But address, if you would, just reinforce the important role that a parent is to have in the life of their daughter.
Oh, it's so critical. And, you know, it's not, you know, it used to be about time. People talk about quality time and quantity time. I tell you, it's got to be both. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be what's really, really important. Dr. Meg Meeker, who is just did a video series for American Heritage Girls, explained it so well the other day. She said, this is what's really critical. It's for you as a parent to talk to your daughter about her character traits rather than her performance. And I said, Dr. Nisa, tell me more. She says, well, when we're talking about performance all the time, I'm so glad you got that A. I'm so glad you made that goal. I'm so glad you achieved that badge in American Heritage Girls. Mm-hmm. If you just talk about that, what happens when that girl doesn't get to that level of excellence? When she's tried lots of things, but she's not the perfect student. Well, what happens is perfectionism sets in, and this, I can't do this, and certainly their understanding of humility and saying, I am enough, that doesn't come into play because perfectionism is set in, because all we have rewarded as parents is their behavior, their actual performance, rather than the character traits that they have. For instance, I am so glad that you took that new girl at school under your wing. You showed compassion. That is a beautiful trait.
Yeah.
Or I understood that you had somebody that was really needing a new friend, and you decided to be friendly to them and not follow with your clique, your comfort level, or all kinds. I see the way that you've served, how you decided you wanted to shovel the driveway from snow for our neighbor who needs to go to dialysis. All of these kinds of character traits, not so much performance-based issues, are really what parents need to be around for. So it's not just for when we can clap and see them on stage, but it's every day in those real-life conversations.
Patty, just had a question pop into my mind. How do you see the role of a dad toward his daughter versus the role of the mother toward the daughter? How do you see those roles?
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. As you mentioned in the beginning, I've recently written a book about the journey of American Heritage Girls, and it's Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle. And this story is about the impact of my dad on my life to then encourage me to do what I believe my Heavenly Father had in mind the whole time, was to start American Heritage Girls, and his inspiration. Now, let's talk for a minute about my dad in this, to give you an example. He was a disabled man. He had chronic multiple sclerosis, and it was an acute form. I never knew him to walk. He was in a wheelchair from the time I was 4 years old. But this man was so strong in his spirit, and I knew he loved me. And I also realized that he's the very first man, human being, that I would ever love. And therefore, when I went to choose my mate, I wanted somebody just like him. Now, if dads don't invest in their daughters and they don't spend time with their daughters, what role, who are they going to choose as a mate? Who's going to be their role model? I cannot underestimate the power of a dad on a daughter.
Hmm. And the mother.
Absolutely. The mother's integral. I mean, the hand that rocks the cradle rules a nation. We are the ones that are breathing what life is about into our daughters. We're the ones modeling behaviors for our daughters. And, you know, we as moms need to think about, if we want our daughters to have a good self-esteem because of who they are in Christ, well, how are we conveying our healthy self-esteem because we are who we are in Christ?
Yeah.
Are we complaining about our weight or saying we're not good enough or unable? We need to remember that we are being models of behavior. And although our daughters may not seem like they want to give us the time of day, they are watching everything we do and we say.
So would you say it is flawed thinking for a dad to say, I'll raise my sons, you raise our daughters?
Oh, very much so. I mean, if that were the case, would the Lord have two parents? I don't think so. This is part of his plan, and both must be involved. And I would say equally, honestly, equally.
Patty Garibay with us here today on Crosstalk. Whereas there are a number of groups for girls that promote what they call a woman's right to choose, that promote sexual promiscuity, they promote abortion. You're counterculture with that at American Heritage Girls. You take a different approach. You actually advocate for a pro-life attitude to respect human life from conception to natural death. I want to know two things. I want to know first why you do that, and then tell us how you do that.
Why do we do this? Well, that's a very good question, Jim. So many people have said, you know, the people that are not really aligned with us would say, you guys are getting into politics. This is a political issue. And I said, oh, no. This is a moral issue. And it is an issue that really is at the root, at the very heart of God's creation. I mean, if we are willing to destroy that very creation, then what kind of respect do we have for any life, whether it be conception or old age, or for those that are differently abled, or those that are handicapped or sick, chronic illness, like my own father? What good are we? How do we stand like Christ would if we are discounting those that are disenfranchised at some level? So it is an issue for our girls. Now, we do not talk about the gory details of what abortion is, but rather we talk about the beauty of life. So we have a Respect Life patch. And Jim, this is so amazing. When we decided this needed to happen because we really wanted to for the girls to understand from an early age that life is precious at all levels. And we had no idea of how well received this patch would be. It has been the largest selling year over year since it was introduced.
Wow.
The largest selling patch in our entire program. That is how strongly, you know, this is the pro-life generation. I truly believe this. I cannot believe the passion around this issue for young people. You know, when we earn our highest award, which is called the Stars and Stripes Award for girls that are in high school, senior high school, they've had such great projects. One of them being, I want to start a pro-life club at my school. and they did it. Or I want to help the pregnancy care center be able to afford a new ultrasound machine because that's the difference maker for moms that don't that think it's just a blob of tissue that this child is. So they're looking at this really globally. And you know what I love about it is that they really know that they can make a difference, that through Christ and the power that he provides and the passion and the resources, they're able to make a difference on this topic. And so for them, they are the pro-life generation.
Wow. So you mentioned this, the Respect Life patch that girls can earn. What do they have to do? How do they actually earn it?
Right. They must participate at some level for part of these typical people, whether it be a pregnancy care center. Perhaps they're doing, some of our troops actually pray in front of abortion clinics. They want to do this very out there kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Others are involved with their March for Life events in their towns, or even we've had American Heritage Girls brought with Vice President Pence a few years ago at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. It was the American Heritage Girls that led the Pledge of Allegiance and the flag ceremony. So they can do that. They can help in the elderly. A lot of our girls love grandparents, and their grandparents are far away oftentimes. And so they do adopt a grandparent program through nursing homes. Now, that's been a little bit difficult in the past, I would say, year and a half, but they can't wait to get back into that. So there's also our Handicap Awareness Week that we do, and that's a very – we work with Johnny and Friends, and we do a lot of work around disability awareness and how the girls can help those that are have special needs. So there's just multiple ways that they can do this, and it's all project-oriented, and it's a participation kind of patch.
Tremendous. And that's not the only patch you have, but tell us, for those who'd like to get more information about American Heritage Girls, this may be the first exposure that they've had, learning more about the organization and what's going on there. How can they obtain more information? How can they find out, is there a chapter near me? And if not, how do I start one? How do they get that information?
Absolutely. If you visit our website, which is AmericanHeritageGirls.org, or .com or .whatever, you'll all find us, American Heritage Girls. And then on the top of the website, you'll see a red box, top right, it says find a troop. And right below it is start a troop. Now, we can find a troop and we may say, oh gosh, that troop is maybe 30 miles away from me. Mm-hmm. Or that troop is full. And that often happens because there are so many families that want this program. You can also learn how to start a troop, and that is for churches to be able to say, I want this ministry in our church. And we also have a boys program, and that's another story I can share with you maybe after the break about how that came to be. But the boys program that is our bookend is Trail Life USA, and that is a beautiful family ministry that when American Heritage Girls and Trail Life USA come together under a church umbrella to be able to minister to the youth of today.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Again, that website that Patty gave out is AmericanHeritageGirls.org, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. And to learn more about them, learn more about the organization, the patches, where they're located, and how you can start a group as well. I've got a couple more questions that we'll be asking before we open up phone lines, so be ready to formulate your questions here as well. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Cemeteries and mausoleums are evidence of the sad reality of death, and that each of us has a divine appointment with death. According to surveys, Americans overwhelmingly believe that heaven exists and believe that most are going there. A small number believes that hell exists, with only 0.5% believing they will go there when they die. What if those who do not believe in hell die one day and find they made a tragic and eternal mistake? In the book, Hell is for Real, author Gary Fraser discusses the separation, the suffering, and the sorrow of hell, along with future events that will unfold. There is much information given by movies, television, psychics, and even by many religious circles. Gary presents scriptural truth on this important topic. VCY is making available the book, Hell is for Real, as our way of saying thank you for your support of $15 or more. Two copies for a donation of $25. Just ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829.
Talking about counterculture today, folks. I mean, this is it. American Heritage Girls, they are not being swayed by the culture as we have seen the Girl Scouts go. And it was, yeah, we saw the Boy Scouts go too. It's AmericanHeritageGirls.org, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Patty Garibay is our guest today. She is the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Patty, you were talking about the boys' side of this. Tell us about that, because you're focusing on girls here ages 5 to 18. Tell us about the boys' component.
Absolutely. Well, American Heritage Girls, unbeknownst to us, became very integral to starting a boys' organization and just helping that group of men that developed that program to help them along. And the reason why we were involved in this in the first place was from 2009 to the year 2013, American Heritage Girls was literally a partner with the Boy Scouts. Churches all over the country were starting Boy Scout chapters or having Boy Scout chapters, and they were looking for a more Christ-honoring girls program because they knew about some of the ills of Girl Scouts, and they brought in American Heritage Girls. And so it would be this Boy Scout AHG, which was what we call American Heritage Girls, kind of family ministry together, as I mentioned before. But then, as many of us know, in May of 2013, there was a big change in the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. very similarly to what happened in the Girl Scouts in 93. This happened later, 2013, so gosh, a long time later, really. And even after the Boy Scouts had fought so diligently and so well at the Supreme Court with the Dale case that was basically defending their right to maintain morally straight as part of their membership requirements, yep. and that was to make sure that the Boy Scouts were not including homosexuality into their ranks, and they decided in 2013 that they weren't going to open their ranks. They changed Amazing. Their membership standards. So you know well that we had to leave that partnership immediately. And as a result, parents who trusted us, and there were hundreds of thousands of people reaching out saying, what are you going to do? Start a boys' organization. And so what we did is we prayed and we fasted and we asked the Lord, what would you want us to do? He did not say start a boys' organization. Rather, he said help. To start a boys' organization. And so we were there as resource, both financial and also we had a lot of best practices that we had developed over the years. And so we were blessed to have our partner, Trail Life USA, and they are thriving and flourishing all over the country.
It's amazing. And folks, you've heard interviews with Trail Life USA, the boys' program here on Crosstalk as well. But it all started as a result of the work of what we're finding here through American Heritage Girls and the work that they had, the foundation that they had laid, that they were able to share this information as well. But to see where the Boy Scouts had such protection by the Supreme Court and they just totally abandoned their values and their beliefs is just shocking to me, Patty. And now, look, I mean, now we've got transgenderism that have entered the Scouts programs.
Absolutely. There is no longer, I mean, secular humanism has pervaded and invaded almost every youth organization that we can remember from our childhood. I mean, you look at the YWCA, the YMCA, I mean, it's all been affected.
Yeah.
So we as parents must be cautious about those extracurriculars we involve our daughters in and our sons.
There's a lot of peer pressure today in our culture, a peer pressure to change, to become woke, to become politically correct in our mannerisms and our thinking. What advice would you have for parents or grandparents, teachers, and others about encouraging girls to stand their ground?
So important that they are armored up. And I tell you, it doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional as parents. We have got to be rooted in the Word ourselves. We have to continue to share the Word of God with our kids. We need to be talking about these issues that are very relevant today and put that biblical perspective on it so that the girls can actually defend their faith. One of the key components that we have in American Heritage Girls is the faith component. And what that is teaching the girls a biblical worldview. I am so surprised to see how few girls of Christian parents understand what a biblical worldview is. And what would God say about different issues? And what does that mean to you? So we have to be intentional. And I think finding more and more tools, as many as you can. You know, I can recommend so many different tools on how to raise up godly girls that I think are fantastic. I mean, from Access to Colson Center, on and on I can go, that these are just great biblical worldview tools that will help you raise up them. But it has to be intentional. It just won't happen.
Friends, I'm going to open the phone lines. No doubt you've got some questions you'd like to ask of our guest today. Maybe you're dealing with a situation. You said, I need help. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. American Heritage Girls founder and executive director Patty Garibay is with us today. And a matter of fact, as you hear the daily program that they put out, Raising Godly Girls, that airs over this network and a number of stations picking up this program today. We welcome your phone calls here, 800-733-9829. And if you missed writing down their web address, it's AmericanHeritageGirls.org, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Patty, what happens if we neglect this responsibility as parents in raising godly girls?
Well, who's going to be the influencer, right? And we already know the answer to that. So you've got the media, you've got social media, you've got entertainers, you've got all these other role models that we really need to take them down off their pedestals and put those that should be there in the appropriate place. Going back to the Barna study, the Gen Z study, kids are not only more likely to be atheists, twice as likely as boomers to be atheists right now. However, again, I said there is hope in that they have a very strong urge or desire to understand what it's like to be a Christian, to be faith-filled. And believe it or not, they actually hold up religious leaders as being role models. Now, I've been studying generations and this Gen X, millennial, you know, all of it, and I've never seen this study like this before. I think the opportunity is great for us to be able to really encourage our daughters, let them understand what a biblical worldview is, be intentional about their training, because this really is training. You know, we have fallen. The original sin has created fallen people that we have got to go back to God, and it's intentional. It's not just going to happen.
Friends, we've got some open lines here. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Taking your questions, if you have that about the American Heritage Girls, maybe it is about that of raising girls, 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Jennifer calling from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hello, what a blessing it is to hear about Trail Life USA and about the girls program as well. And my question is that I would love to get my son and my daughters involved in this, but I just looked on the website and I noticed in my area that both of the local groups are held at a Catholic church. I'm an evangelical Christian. My beliefs from the Catholic faith are different. And I'm just wondering if you can speak to that, because I do have a concern about, you know, raising my children to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and then there may be conflicting beliefs in me taking my kids to, you know, something that would happen in a Catholic church. And I just wonder if you could speak against that.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jennifer, it's so good to hear from you, and I'd love to answer that question. American Heritage Girls is Christ-centered, and therefore it's ecumenical in its nature. However, churches decide that they want to own this program for their ministry. So evangelical troops are all over the place, maybe not right in your area. However, the ability to start one is a very easy thing to do. So the Catholic troops teach Catholic faith beliefs, but what we talk about is what we have in common, not what we have differently. So that particular troop probably would not be of interest to you. But one of evangelical or of a Protestant nature troop would be a better fit. And so that's something your local church would probably love to start, especially if you don't have one in your area, you've only got a Catholic church. that is chartering. So this is not a specifically teaching Catholic faith tradition by any means. American Heritage Schools is not that. The church teaches that part of it. It is a program that is ecumenical in nature that focuses on the Christ-centeredness. We have a statement of faith, by the way, that you may want to check out, and that is under the About tab when you go on our website, and you'll see that the statement of faith talks about the redemption and the love of Christ.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer. Our number here is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Patty, I'm sure that the pandemic has provided challenges for you. Our chapter is actually meeting.
Well, I think in Texas they are, right? Oh, no, but really, there are troops meeting, especially if the weather allows it. They're able to do their social distancing and so forth. In the more northern areas, it's been difficult. They've done some virtual meetings. They've done some outside camping. There have been some even snow camping trips that have been a lot of fun because a very big, strong emphasis for American Heritage Girls is to enjoy the beauty of the outdoors, that God's creation. So, yes, they're still thriving. They are, what do they say? The necessity is the mother of invention. Troops are amazingly creative. These leaders and volunteers are incredibly dedicated. And American Heritage Girls ourselves, we've had to pivot. We've done a lot of virtual kinds of programs with one coming up next week, the Women in History one, which will be a virtual event that families all over the country can enjoy, even non-members. So we encourage you to learn more. Go to our events page and click on that information about our Women in History Month. You will not be disappointed. So, yes, they're still meeting. They're still enjoying it. We can't wait for everything to be open up and for us to be able to do the fun, fun things. You know, our tagline is faith, service, and fun. And without fun, the girls aren't going to want to come. So this is a barrel of fun. It truly is, for the adults as well.
And to the last caller who phoned in as well, this is a chance for evangelical churches to start such a chapter and really use it as an outreach ministry as well.
Absolutely. There's no better way. I mean, when the kids see fun and they see these kinds of attractive activities that they don't find in school or elsewhere, they're wanting to come. And I cannot tell you story upon story about girls coming to their faith in Christ because of those women that have, and men that have invested in their life through the local church.
Patty Garavay, our guest here today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. And we're going next to Sauk-ville, Wisconsin. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I just had a question. I just turned on the radio. I have three daughters. So could you just let your letter just touch base on this real quick? It doesn't have to be long, and I'll take the comment off the air. Just what you guys are about and what it is. And I'm sorry, I just turned the radio on to go pick my daughter up from school. So
sure, a quick overview, Patty.
Absolutely, Mike. American Heritage Girls is a Christ-centered scout-like program for girls ages 5 to 18. So you have three daughters, just like I had three daughters. They can actually be in the same meeting, the same night, at the same time, because we have a multi-level program that allows these girls, the older girls, are able to mentor the younger girls. The younger girls are learning from the older girls, and there's a responsibility and accountability, and the program is beautifully written to really encourage girls in their faith walk, as well as learning life skills, leadership skills, emotional and social health, and all kinds of fun activities. So that's what we do in a nutshell. It's chartered by a church, a local church, and the volunteers are adults who care about kids and want to make an impact and want to make an eternal impact on their souls.
So, Mike,
thank you.
Yeah, AmericanHeritageGirls.org is a website with more information there.
Thank you so much, you guys. You have a great day. God bless you guys.
Thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break and come back to more of your calls. The number to Crosstalk here, 800-733-9829.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Perhaps one of the greatest schemes coming globally is the carbon tax or carbon credit. The idea is you need to be taxed for simply being alive, for simply breathing, putting out carbon dioxide. Then you add the fact that you actually drive a car, heat your home, or use an air conditioner. One study shows that the average home, the average household in America, puts out 48 tons of carbon dioxide. That means you need to be taxed at least $51 a ton, according to the new Biden administration. That would be a tax on the average American family of almost $2,500. Are you ready for an additional $2,500 in taxes? Or how about this? The real target price, they say some, is $400 per ton. Are you ready for a tax bill of over $19,000? Well, get ready, because they're going to start forcing you to buy carbon offsets, paying a tax credit. This is a complete global scam.
Patty Garibay, our guest here today on Crosstalk. Their website, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Let's go right back to the phone lines here, and let's go to Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on Crosstalk on the air.
God bless all y'all. I got to turn this radio down right fast. Okay, I turned it down. But I was just opening my Bible today, and first of all, God bless all you saints. And I have a daughter, so I know what raising girls are. So the thing is, I thank God for your guests today, and you parents, God will guide you to open up one of those things for the girls. Because I read in Jeremiah in the 7th chapter, the 18th verse, the children gathered wood, and the fathers kindled the fire, and the women kneaded their dough and made cakes to the Queen of Heaven. Now, you hear that name, Queen of Heaven? That's in Catholicism. That's what they renamed Mary, their Mary. Mm-hmm. Stay in the Word. Stay. God will guide you where to take your sons and your daughters to. And God bless you for this show today. And stay in the Word, parents. Yep. Stay in the Word and love God. Indeed. God bless you now.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's pick up another call, and let's go to Chester in Salem, West Virginia. Chester, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you for once again taking my call. I have a question for the lady over top of the organization. Mm-hmm. Right now we have pressing issues like transgenders. A bill trying to be passed by the current administration who says they're Catholic as well. And I do know Catholic, they're totally against abortion. But this administration is pushing it. My question is, if a biological male that wanted to classify himself as a girl wanted to join the organization, where exactly would he fit in at, or would you stick with what you said earlier about God creating them male and female?
Okay. Thank you, Chester.
Chester, absolutely. God created male and female. And by the way, that I believe the administration, particularly Joe Biden, it does not reflect Catholic values at all, and most Catholics would agree to that. But aside from that, I think it's really critical to know that our membership states very clearly that membership is only for biological girls. So there would be absolutely no way that that transgender child would be able to join our organization. We are not open to transgenders. That is not what we're about, and that is why we underscore biblical worldview, biblical truth, and we talk about identity and what it means to be a girl and why it's so important not to blur the lines of identity and gender like is being what is happening right now. I mean, you've got binary and cis and all this crazy stuff that they're throwing at our kids, and no, we got to get back to the basics, because that alone is truth.
Right, because right now under the current administration, they're trying to pass this law to where that, say, your six-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. I mean, she can't even choose what color crayon she wants to color with.
Yeah.
But if she wants to be a boy, then they will override the parents and give them booster shots or whatever to stop their puberty.
Yeah, you're talking about the Equality Act, and this is something. Thank you, Chester, for the call. And Patty, this is something I know that you voiced a concern about earlier, and we've had a number of programs and constitutional attorney Matt Staver on this, and other individuals talk about this. Equality Act is something that is one of great concern to organizations and churches and ministries all across this nation.
Absolutely, we have our radar up. We are very grateful for groups like Family Research Council mm-hmm. and Alliance Defending Freedom and all of these groups that we work alongside to keep us abreast of what's going on in Washington. And also one thing I wanted to mention, and one of the big slippery slopes I feel that Girl Scouts fell into that started our organization, really, was their link to Planned Parenthood. And I have recently heard that Planned Parenthood is now doing hormone shots.
Yes, they are.
To help these confused kids. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. I mean, evil upon evil.
And so will you tell our audience what level of involvement Planned Parenthood has in American Heritage Girls?
It is zero. There will be absolutely no way that Planned Parenthood, unlike the Girl Scouts that went there for sexual education and then on the international level, you know, they're very tied to international Planned Parenthood. We have nothing to do that. A matter of fact, we are very aligned with all the pro-life groups across the nation. So there's just no way that Planned Parenthood, actually the girls march outside Planned Parenthood and pray for, for their lost souls that are working there.
Again, very much counterculture. Let's squeeze one last call in today. This is Ann in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Ann, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, congratulate you and commend you for what you're doing, but I wanted to say from a point of view of there's so many displaced teachers who do not go along with the far leftist progressive teachers union and end up leaving teaching. Is there any way you could think about somehow incorporating them so that there were, that's such a great source of child loving and rearing. I mean, mm-hmm. My models were always my teachers.
Good point here, Ann. And we're down to just a minute and a quarter here, Patty, but I'm confident you probably have teachers that are involved in your organization.
Absolutely. A matter of fact, I'm a recovering teacher. So, yes, teachers are really gifted in being able to lead the girls. And the charter organization, the church, helps to define and locate those volunteers that are aligned with the statement of faith, that are able to teach the girls truth. And what a gift to have teachers be the ones that are unit leaders, we call them, and they're really gifted at working with girls. So absolutely, you don't have to have a daughter in American Heritage Girls to be a volunteer, by the way. Anyone that wants to expand the kingdom here on earth and cares about girls, come join us.
Great. Thank you, Ann, for your call here today. And friends, again, you can get more information from the website. And Patty, that's AmericanHeritageGirls.org. What message do you want to leave with the listeners today?
I want to encourage each of the listeners, although it may seem like such dark times, we know who is sovereign. We know that God is still on the throne. And we also know that when it is extremely dark, a candle burns all the brighter. So let's continue to light our candles, make a difference, and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for your time, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Patty. Patty Garibay, founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Again, their website, AmericanHeritageGirls.org, may be an opportunity for you to start a chapter in your church to help reach girls in your area. And again, their prongs are faith, leadership, social and emotional, outdoor citizenship, and life skills, with Christ being the center of that flower. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.